present Arthur Lowe, John LeMessurier, and Clive Dunn in Dad's Army. Episode 16, The Bullet Is Not for Firing, featuring Arnold Ridley, with this week's guests, Graham Stark, Frank Williams, Michael Knowles, and Timothy Bates. Here is the news, and this is John Snagg reading it. As a consequence of incessant heavy raids on Britain by the German Luftwaffe, that ever-vigilant band of men, the Home Guard, send out their patrols ready to catch any enemy parachutist foolhardy enough to land on British soil. At the Command Nerve Centre, the Vicar's office in the Church Hall at Walmington-on-Sea, the platoon commander, Captain Mannering, and Sergeant Wilson eagerly await the return of their patrol.
What? What's that?
It's the all clear, sir.
Good heavens, Wilson. What time is it?
It's about 6 o'clock, sir.
Ah, 1800 hours, eh?
No, sir, that's at night.
Well, isn't it night?
No, it's the morning.
Oh, is it?
Did you drop off, sir?
No.
I thought you did. I mean, your eyes were closed.
Oh, I was just resting them, Wilson.
Ah.
I wasn't asleep. Very far from it.
Yeah. Well, you see, with all the responsibilities you have, sir, I wouldn't blame you for taking 40 winks.
I did not take 40 winks, Wilson.
Well, I'm sure you were 100% alert all the time, sir.
I was.
Even if you were snoring.
That's enough. Patrols will be back soon. Go and get the kettle on.
Sir?
You got any matches?
Well, there should be some out in the hall.
Right.
After you, sir.
They'll need a hot drink, poor devils, after being out all night.
You know, I think it's a bit absurd, you know, the way they get us to stand too, just because someone reports seeing a parachute. I mean, who's to say it wasn't one of our pilots, anyway?
Well, that's hardly likely, is it?
Well, could you pass me the kettle, please?
Here you are.
Thank you.
I mean, we shoot down literally hundreds of their planes, but you'll notice that you very rarely read about any of ours being shot down, do you?
No, we don't read about it, sir, no, sir, but surely common sense tells you it must happen sometime.
I don't want any of that sort of talk here, Wilson. Some of those planes on their way back to Germany were obviously stricken. One was practically touching the rooftops. The one that was loosing off his machine gun.
From the smell of it, I think they must have hit the gasworks.
You haven't let the gas ring.
Haven't we? Oh, dear.
Lay, boy.
Here are the men now, Wilson.
Right wheel. Pick them up there. Come on. Put some guts into it. Pick those feet up, Godfrey.
They don't go much higher, I'm afraid.
Squad reporting back from patrol, sir.
Very good, Jones. Now, just hand back the ammunition.
Oh. Well, we haven't got none, sir.
You haven't got none? What have you done with it?
Well, I have to report, sir, that we engaged an enemy plane with rapid fire, sir.
You did what?
It was so low you could almost touch it. Jones here was fixing his bayonet.
Are you sure it was one of theirs, Walker?
Positive, Sarge. Definitely.
Yes, so we let him have it right up, sir. And, sir, I have to report he did not like it, so he did not like it. They don't like it, you know, sir. And he was weaving from side to side, and then he disappeared with black smoke coming from his engine nacelles, sir.
Oh. You mean you think you shot him down?
Well, either I saw those two Spitfires on his tail.
Very serious, Jones. You know perfectly well we only have 5 rounds each. If the enemy flings himself upon us tonight, this platoon will have to stay indoors, won't it?
No, sir, we've still got the bayonets, haven't we?
And I still have my round, sir.
Oh, how's that, Godfrey?
Well, you see, I put them in a little pocket in my camel hair cardigan. By the time I'd undone all the buttons on my overcoat and battle-dressed blouse, the plane passed out of sight.
Yes, well, one hardly knows whether to be pleased or sorry about that, does one?
The buttons were awfully small on those greatcoats. I don't know whether anything can be done about it.
I know a geezer will fix that for you in a jiffy. Charge you a bob each.
It's very reasonable to me if a new button holds.
He doesn't do that. He files down the old buttons.
That'll do, Walker. We'll have to report this to HQ, Wilson. Meanwhile, attend to your rifles. The kettle's boiling.
Some tea. Good.
That's good news. I'm absolutely dying for a cup of tea.
Tea comes later, Godfrey. Our first thought must be for our weapons. They need pulling through and boiling out.
Here, hold on a minute. We're all gasping. We've been on stag all night.
We've been on our toes all night too, haven't we, Sergeant?
Yes, sir, in a manner of speaking.
Now, we're a front-line fighting unit. Our first thought must be for our weapons. They get the first water. Pull them through and boil them out. Right, that'll be all. I must go and make a report to HQ. Get it on, Sergeant.
Right, sir. Right, fall in, you chaps.
Here. Here, what a lot of bull, Jonesy, eh? The insides of the rifles can wait. The inside of me can't.
I don't want none of that bullshit talk, you know, Walker. We'll do what Captain Manridge says, even if it is a lot of bull.
All right, I'll start pulling your rifles through, you chaps, will you?
Yeah. Well, he could have let us have a cut of chaff first. I mean, it's not as if we were regular soldiers. They can fall into kip after being on standby all night. We've got to go and do a day's work.
You don't call what you do a day's work, do you?
Here, now listen, listen. That whiskey you get every week don't fall off the lorry on its own accord, you know, Jonesy. It has to be sort of pushed.
Yeah. Well, it comes very hard when you have to work with a brain like I do.
Oh, come off it, eh? I mean, all you have to do is give a couple of good wallops with your chopper and keep your fingers out of the way.
That's all you know, Joe. You want to try it sometime. Here I am with a long roll of boned rib. I'll have 3 books, she says. That's 3 1-8s at 2 and 2 a pound. Now, where do I slice it? That's the point. Where do I slice it?
Go on. You do what you always do. Give them short weight and put your hand on the scales.
That's liable, that is. That is liable.
Look, never mind about that. Just get your pull through into the battle and stop moaning.
Yeah, you shouldn't make charges that you can't sustain. These barrels are getting smaller, aren't they? Aren't they, Godfrey?
Is the matter, Mr. Jones?
Well, I can't put my pull-through stuck in the barrel.
Oh, dear. I don't think quite sure how to use those things. Sorry, I can't help you.
No.
You know, it's quite simple, Godfrey. Look, you've got a piece of string with a weight on the end, right?
Oh, yes, I understand that, Mr. Walker.
Good, we're making progress. Now, on the other end of the string, you tie a piece of 4x2.
Why is it called 4x2?
Because it is a piece of cloth measuring 4 inches by 2 inches.
That's very clever, isn't it?
No, not really. Anyway, now, see, look. You drop the weighted end of the string down the barrel, see? There you go. Right. Now, when it comes to the other end, you pull it, see? And a piece of cloth comes through the barrel, leaving it bright and shiny.
Oh, thank you. That's most helpful.
Well, mine isn't coming through all bright and shiny.
Here, let's have a look. Oh, blimey, Jonesy. What you got on the end of this pull-through? One of your old nightshirts? Hey, hang on a minute. I'm just going to have a word with Mr. Mannering.
Come in. Yes, Walker?
Oh, this ammo, I think I can get it for you, sir, under the counter, like.
No, Walker, thank you very much. It's quite out of the question.
But how much will it cost?
Oh, well, it'll come out about a bob around, Mr. Wilson.
No, we couldn't possibly do that.
Well, where does it come from?
Oh, that's easy. There's an Irish battalion at Galshead.
Well, surely they don't sell that ammunition.
You get up the booze at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, they'd sell you the Pope.
Right, that'll be all, Walker. Go and boil your rifle.
Oh, well, sorry I spoke.
Well, if it's the money you're worried about, sir, I expect we could have a whip round.
I won't hear of it, Wilson. It's dishonest.
Well, would you object if I got Walker to sort of hire it?
What are you talking about?
Well, perhaps he could get it on sale or return, you know. What we don't use, we could send back.
Look, Wilson, This is war, not the Rotary Club dance. Well, I better see how the men are getting on. They seemed a bit truculent when they came off patrol.
Well, I think they're just a bit tired and thirsty, sir.
Yes, I'd better go in and boost their morale.
Well, I wouldn't if I were you, sir.
You know, Wilson, I sometimes wonder if you have the stomach for this job.
Yes, well, there, of course, you have the advantage of me, sir.
Now, men, how are we getting on? Are those barrels all bright and shining? Ah, Jones, we're having trouble with our pull-through.
Well, it's a bit sticky, sir.
Let me try.
Mind you, sir, my right arm is not as powerful as it was of yesteryear, sir, through not having the quantity of chops to joint. Or joints to chop.
Yeah, oh.
Oh.
What have you got on the other end of this pull-through?
I think it's just a possibility it's got knotted, sir.
We must try some other means, then, mustn't we? Just watch this, man, will you? It's a little wrinkle I learned in the last conflict. We tie the end of the pull-through to some immovable object. Now, let me see. Yes, this banister rail should serve the purpose.
Just like Roy Rogers ties trigger.
Well, roughly speaking, yes, roughly about. There we are. Now, having tied the pull-through securely, take a firm hold of the rifle. Just give me plenty of room here, will you? Now then, all that's needed is a sharp jerk. So!
Oh, dear, I don't think the vicar's going to like that hole in his banister.
Well, don't worry, we'll get it mended for him. We must evidently attach it to something more substantial. Now, this pillar looks solid enough. I'll tie it round this.
Time you show that comes away, the whole hall will fall down.
Well, it's hardly likely, Jones. I'm not Samson in the temple. Right, here goes. Oh.
You've broken the string off now, sir. How am I going to get the rest of it out of my rifle?
Well,
It's all bunged up. Look at it, sir. Look at it, sir. It's all bunged up.
Yes, it poses a bit of a problem, doesn't it, sir?
Yes, I know that, Wilson.
Well, perhaps there's an artificer at area command.
Jones is not taking this rifle to area command. He'd look a complete idiot, wouldn't he?
There are millions of red ants in one of our window boxes. If you pour a drop of honey down the barrel, they might eat it away. Give them time.
I don't think we have that much time, Godfrey.
I could get you the honey.
Some powerful spirits, that's what we need.
About a teaspoonful of arpic. That clears most things.
Yeah, all right, Walker. It's enough of that. Bring me that stair rod, Wilson.
Do you think that's wise, sir?
Just bring it, will you?
All right, very well.
That's parish property, you know, Mr. Wren.
I'm well aware of that, Godfrey.
Here you are, sir.
Thank you. Now, shove it into the barrel. Mm-hmm. That's it. Walker?
Sir?
Tap the rod in with your rifle butt.
You think you should, sir?
Will you leave this to me, Wilson? I know what I'm doing. Go on, Walker, tap it in.
Right.
Well, that shifted it. There's your rifle, Jones. Let's take the rod out, and it's as good as new.
Thank you very much, sir.
Now, listen to me, Ben. When you leave here this morning, I want you to go back to where you shot at that plane and collect as many used cartridge cases as you can.
Oh, no.
I shall need them to get replacements from headquarters, so bring them in when you parade tomorrow.
Excuse me, sir.
What is it?
We've got a bit of a problem. Having got rid of the blockage from Jones's rifle, the question is, how do we get the stair rod out of the barrel?
What?
I'm afraid it's stuck, Mr. Mannering.
Oh, yes. Well, you'll just have to take it to an artificer at Area HQ.
But what shall I tell him, sir?
Oh, well, you'll just have to say that you did it during bayonet practice. Tell him you missed the target and ran onto a stair rod. I think that sounds reasonable enough, don't you, Wilson?
Oh, yes, sir, yes. I'm sure it happens all the time.
Well, this looks good, Wilson. Very good.
Oh, yes, sir, yes. The men have found nearly 50 cartridge cases.
I must put them somewhere safe. I shall need these as evidence.
Evidence?
At the Court of Inquiry.
The what, sir?
I've had a letter from Area HQ. They're sending down two officers to set up a court of inquiry to inquire into the circumstances of the loss of 75 rounds of 300 ammunition.
Oh, dear. Oh, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Yeah. Oh, dear.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. Nothing at all, sir, no. It's just that for a few paltry bob, we could have hushed it all up.
My motto is, and always has been, honesty is the best policy.
Yes, well, I would have thought that one about using a steamroller to crack a walnut would have been more appropriate to the occasion, sir.
Yes. I shall want the men on parade early to get the hall ready for the Court of Inquiry.
Very good, sir.
A
This must be it, Pringle. St. Alden's Church Hall, eh?
Is that the one we're on Sea Platoon's HQ?
Well, apparently.
I must say, Marsh, it doesn't seem quite like the General to convene a court of inquiry about a little thing like this, does it?
Well, the General didn't want to. It was that pompous little captain fellow, wasn't he? Mannering. We just asked quite politely why he needed more ammo. He started to get all regimental, saying he didn't want to cover anything up.
That's a damn nuisance. I've got two tickets to that Leslie Henson show tonight. Taking a wren.
Yeah. Is she commissioned?
Not really. No. She's a sort of midshipwoman.
No. Trust the Navy to think up something like that, eh?
We'll cut it short then, eh?
Well, you bet. I want to get back. I'm having a 5-shilling utility dinner at the Ritz. I'm taking a fanny.
Commissioned?
Well, I don't know. They all look alike to me. Come on.
Where does Mr. Mannering want this Union Jack put?
I can't imagine, Godfrey.
Look very nice over the wall there.
Here, perhaps Mr. Mannering's going to drape it round himself like Britannia.
I heard that, Walker. And I don't think it's very funny.
Sorry, sir.
Drape it over the table, Godfrey. The two officers from Area HQ will be here very soon. Now, let's show them that we can do things properly.
Lay, right.
Oh!
Blimey, it's the chocolate soldier.
Good heavens, Jones. What's that you're wearing?
Full dress uniform, sir. Lord Kitchener always liked to see us wearing it, sir, when we was on a fizzer. You'll notice the red coat, sir, worn by the British Army for over 200 years. Trouble was, red shows up, and a lot of soldiers got killed, and they got fed up of it.
Thank you very much,
They didn't like it, you see. Oh. They did not like it. And one day, in India, they covered themselves in dust, and they didn't get shot anymore. So hence the expression, khaki. That's an Urdu word, sir. It means dust. Hence the other expression, not so dusty.
Yeah, look, that'll do, Jones.
Or you could say not so Urdu.
Yeah, all right.
I've taken the liberty of bringing you my sword, sir.
Sword? What's that for?
Yes, sir. We always used to have a sword on the table in front of the senior officer in the Sudan, sir. We always like to give the whirling dervishes a fair trial before we shot them.
Yes, well, it was a kind thought, Jones. We'll keep it in reserve. Now, pay attention for a moment, will you? Now, I know that some of you think I'm letting you down by calling in Area Command, but consider this. To fight for our homes and loved ones, we must have ammunition. I know the way the Army works, and believe me, this is the only way we'll get it.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Godfrey?
This box has just arrived from Area HQ. I think it's the ammunition.
Ah, well. Obviously, they were impressed by the fact that we tackled the problem in the correct manner. Issue it at once, Samuelson.
Sir? Oh, and the two officers of HQ are here, sir. They seem rather present, gentlemen. Quite young.
Right, Wilson. Parade the men outside.
Right, sir.
Godfrey, bring the officers in here.
Right you are, Mr. Mannering.
Ah, Captain Mannering.
Oh, good afternoon, Vicar.
I gather that someone interfered with my balusters yesterday.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, Vicar. We will be responsible for the repairs.
It does seem a pity that you can't show more consideration for church property.
Well, I'm sorry. There is a war on, you know.
If you ask me, most of the damage is being done by the ones who are supposed to be on our side.
Oh, come now, Vicar.
I still haven't got over your doing bayonet practice during matins. It made the choir very shaky in the canticles.
If you don't mind, Vicar, I have a court of inquiry starting here.
And I have a meeting in the side office, if only I could see it for maps and guns. We'd better discuss this later.
Oh, Captain Mannering, here are the officer gentlemen.
Oh, good afternoon, officer gentlemen.
Good afternoon. I'm Captain Marsh, and this is Captain Pringle.
How do you do?
How do you do? All ready for you, gentlemen.
Well, good. We're pretty keen to bash on, Captain Mannering, so may we start?
Of course.
We both have some pretty urgent affairs to attend to.
Right, gentlemen. We'll take a seat. We'll start right away.
Thank you.
Permission to speak, sir?
Yes, Jones.
The men have fallen in outside, sir.
Good, good. Sir, you stand by to call in the witnesses. Sergeant Wilson will take down the evidence. And I will now read the order convening the Court of Inquiry. The Court of Inquiry will assemble at St. Alden's Church Hall, Warmington-on-Sea, at 17:30 hours on Thursday, the 17th of April, to inquire into the loss of 75 rounds of 300 ammunition by number 1 Platoon B Company, Warmington-on-Sea.
Yes, well, we'll take that notice as read, shall we, Pringle?
Oh, yes, let's.
Oh, very well, gentlemen.
Can we call the first witness?
Permission to speak, sir?
Yes, Jones.
I would like to volunteer to call the first witness.
Call Private Walker.
Very good, sir. Call Private Walker. Call Private Walker. Call Private Walker! Call Private Walker!
I've called Private Walker.
Did someone call me?
Yes. Just a minute, Walker.
I put a man on the door, sir.
Right, Wilson. Sit down and carry on taking notes, will you? Now, Walker, let's get started.
Yes, sir.
The witness is ready for you, Captain Marsh.
Thank you. What's your name?
Joe Walker, sir. Wholesale supplier, scrap dealer and private.
What happened?
Yeah, just excuse me, Captain Marsh. Shouldn't the witness be on oath?
Well, he doesn't have to be, but I suppose if you want it that way, you can swear him.
Well, it's my experience, gentlemen, that if you do a thing the right way, there are no comebacks. Hand me the Bible, Wilson.
I haven't got one, sir.
You haven't got one. I told you to provide a Bible.
You never said a word about a Bible,
sir. I distinctly remember telling you to bring a Bible. When I told you to order the extra milk.
Here, I know what I could lay my hands on, warned Captain Mannering. A quid. Gold letters on the back. Authorised version. No rubbish.
There's no time for that, Walker.
We're allowed to take evidence without oath. Why don't we just get on with it?
Well, under the circumstances, I think perhaps we should.
Here, Mr. Mannering, if you want to play it my way, I can lay my hands on 75 rounds at 8 o'clock tonight, £2.10.
Continue with your evidence, Private Walker. Take this down, Wilson.
Aye, sir.
Oh, well. We were swanning around by the waterworks like, minding our own business, when out comes this dirty great ankle. Look at that, Jonesy, I says. Jonesy's a cook, you see.
Look, just a minute. Do you mind? Excuse me.
What is it now?
Well, you see, if I'm supposed to be taking all this down, do you understand? And I've only got as far as swanning around.
We've got the gist of it. Carry on, Walker.
Right. Well, look at that, I says. What, says Jonesy? A big ankle, I says. Where, he says. There, I says. I can't see it, he says. His eyes being on the blink, of course, him being the age he is. Of course, he's over 70, you know, and a little bit deaf.
I've heard that.
All right, Jones, I think you'd better wait outside.
Yes, right, sir, I will. I'll wait outside, sir. Right, sir. Thank you very much, sir. I should be on my way outside, sir. Thank you, sir. Just going outside, sir. Right, sir. Oh.
Now, Walker. Just,
Mr. Mannering?
Yes?
I'm outside now, sir.
Now, Walker, just tell us about the shooting as quickly as you can.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. So, we shot at him.
I'm afraid we'll need a teeny-weeny bit more detail than that.
I was giving him more detail, wasn't I?
Look, now, suppose we take it from the point where you loaded your rifles.
It's a good idea, Wilson.
We loaded them before we left the hall.
Who gave the order to fire?
Jonesy. Corporal Jones.
Put that down, Wilson. Jones gave the order to fire. I think we're getting somewhere now, gentlemen.
Oh, praise God in his holiness.
What in heaven's name is that?
Excuse me, gentlemen. I'll deal with this. Excuse me, Vicar. Vicar!
Just a moment, ladies and gentlemen.
What's the matter, Mr. Mannering?
Look, I've got a very important court of inquiry going on in the hall, and I can't have all this.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Mannering, but it is the church's hall, you know.
No, it isn't. It's been requisitioned.
Not this office. This is still church property.
We can't carry on in there with all this noise.
If you can do your blood-curdling bandit practice during my responses, I can do my jubilati during your inquiry.
Now, listen, Vicar. You and I are standing shoulder to shoulder, facing a common enemy. Can't we cooperate?
Oh, very well. We'll do something quiet. The nunc dimittis. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. Nothing personal, Mr. Mannering.
Thank you. Well, I've dealt with that. I don't think there'll be any more interruptions. Right, Wilson. Stand them in two. Stand by the sandbag. Stand and pump. Search party, falling behind the scout hut.
All right, sir, it's all right. It's not a bomb, it was thunder.
What? I'm sorry about that. Shall we continue, gentlemen?
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Captain Mannering.
What's going on, Jones?
Excuse me, sir, but the men are refusing to wait outside on account of they're getting soaked to the skin.
Should we adjourn for half an hour, gentlemen?
Great Scott, no.
I definitely think we should continue.
We can't have all the witnesses listening to each other.
Well, why don't Corporal Jones of the platoon demonstrate to us precisely what took place?
I say, what a wizard idea.
Well, thank you, Pringle.
Very well. Corporal Jones? Yep. Show them what happened.
Well, Captain Mannering, when I saw the plane, sir, I remembered all you taught us about engaging enemy aircraft. You remember, sir, how you told us to camouflage our faces with khaki handkerchiefs?
Yes, that's right.
Well, we didn't have no time for all that rubbish for a start, sir. Then you said we was to scatter. Well, we did that all right, sir. And then I gave the order. And then I gave the order.
Well, go on.
Oh, Captain Menrin, I think I'm going. I think I'm going. I can hear angels' voices, sir.
Oh, Jones, it's not angels. It's the choir in the side office.
I thought the harmony was a bit ropey.
Excuse me, sir, but am I supposed to be taking all this down?
For God's sake, no! What happened next?
Well, we remember what you taught us, Mr. Manwin.
Yeah, that's right, legit. Yeah.
Cock, I said.
I beg your pardon?
Cock your rifles, I said. Go on, lads, we'll show 'em. Rifles up, I said, just like you said, sir. Swing with the plane, lads, swing with the plane. Aim in front of it, just like you said, sir. Then I gave the order, shoot!
Oh, no, no. No, not shoot, Jones. You should have called fire!
What on earth was that noise? Oh, really, look at my roof. You're vandals, a bunch of vandals.
Sorry about that, Vicar. Captain Marsh, Captain Pringle, would you be free to attend another inquiry, say, sometime next week?
Oh no!
That episode of Dad's Army from the original television series by Jimmy Perry and David Croft, you heard Arthur Lowe as Captain Mannering, John LeMessurier as Sergeant Wilson, Clive Dunn, Corporal Jones, Arnold Ridley, Private Godfrey, Graham Stark, Private Walker, Frank Williams, the Vicar, Michael Knowles, Captain Pringle, Timothy Bateson, Captain Marsh, and All the Choir by John Whitehall. The Bullet Is Not for Firing was adapted for radio by Michael Knowles and Harold Snowd and produced by John Dias.